children have to be vaccinated in Maryland or their parents go to jail. That's right. Parents are going to be threatened at gunpoint with vaccinating their children, or they will spend up to 10 days in jail and be fined $50 for each day that their children are not vaccinated. Now, I'm not making this up, friends. This is what's really happening right now in Maryland. It's called Prince George. That's the county. And there are 2,300 students who failed to get the, quote, needed vaccinations. And now county officials are so outraged that they've decided to pull out the firearms and essentially put guns into the faces of the parents, drag them into the courthouses, and require that their children be vaccinated right there in the courthouse in front of a judge, or they will be taken to jail at gunpoint. This is what organized medicine has come to. Take our medicine, or we'll put you in jail. That's what's happening right now in Maryland. I'm willing to bet you're as outraged as I am about this issue, and that's why we are taking some action together. That's right. Let them know how outraged you are that children are being forced to be vaccinated against the wishes of their parents. Well, guess who's in the courtroom enforcing the actions of the judge? A law enforcement officer with a firearm. It's the ultimate end game of law in our society. When the judge says you have to do something and you refuse to do it, eventually there will be a gun put in your face or you will be dragged off to jail. And that's what they're doing now with vaccinations. You see, health is no longer the choice of the parents. It's now the choice of the administrators. It's the choice of the government. And of course, the government is strongly influenced by the propaganda of pharmaceutical companies who not only tell people that these vaccines are effective, but that they're safe. Informed people know otherwise. We know that these vaccines are preserved with thimerosal. That's a chemical that contains methyl mercury. That's right. We are injecting mercury into the bodies of school children. We should never allow this to happen in a free society. This is not a public health issue. This is an issue of parents' rights and of the health of children. You know what? Children who live a natural health lifestyle, who don't eat junk foods and who take nutritional supplements, and they're not susceptible to the same infections as other children. And besides, isn't the health of the child up to the parent? Shouldn't it be? In a free society, since when did the government have the right to determine that children should be injected with dangerous chemicals that we know are dangerous? Methyl mercury is one of the most dangerous nerve toxins known in modern science. No one would dispute that. No one who was sane. The letter warned that, quote, unexcused absences by your child may subject you to a criminal charge. There we go, the mass criminalization of responsible parents. Many of these parents are probably avoiding this vaccination on purpose, consciously, knowing that vaccinations are dangerous and disagreeing with the fraudulent science behind vaccinations. And they're disagreeing for very good reason. There is a lot of evidence showing that not only are vaccinations not nearly as good in terms of public health as the drug companies want you to believe, but also that they're very dangerous and that they may cause autism. This link is real, and even though the link is discredited by the drug industry, including the FDA, which is now the marketing branch of Big Pharma, people who have done the research know that there is a very strong link between the two. And so what this county is now forcing these parents to do is to choose between their own freedom or the health of their child. In other words, in order to protect the health of their child from this dangerous chemical, methylmercury, in the vaccines, which may cause autism, in order to do that, they now have to spend time in jail. Thanks to the Patriot Act, they can do anything they want. How about the HPV vaccinations for young girls? Girls as young as 11 years old now are being forced across this country in states like Texas to be injected with a vaccine that the drug companies say prevents cervical cancer. And what they do is they leverage local authorities to mandate these things. And these authorities get hoodwinked by the drug companies into using all kinds of force, forcing parents to submit to this kind of tyranny, forcing children to submit to these injections. And then they wonder, gee, how come all the children in our state are unhealthy? How come autism rates have skyrocketed? How come cancer rates are going up? How come obesity continues to go up? If we're putting all these drugs in all these children, how come the children aren't getting any healthier? The children today are more diseased, more obese, more depressed, more violent, and less educated and less well-nourished than children a generation ago. Does the Attorney General Glenn F. Ivey really believe that the answer to this problem is to inject one more chemical in all the children? You don't need to inject a toxic chemical into the body of a child to make him healthy or immune to infectious disease. All you need to do is boost that child's health. And you do that through food. Did you ever wonder what kind of a system of medicine has to be so scary and so arrogant that it has to use guns to motivate people to use it? I mean, how bad does modern medicine have to be that you have to actually whip out revolvers and Glocks and assault rifles and point them at people to get them to take your medicine? System of medicine should be based on healing, shouldn't it? Doesn't that just make common sense? It should be based on healing, and it should be offered in such a way that people actually want it. I mean, when someone comes to see a naturopath, the naturopath doesn't have to pull out a gun and make them walk through the door and say, sit down, we're going to give you some herbs or else. If you go see a Chinese medicine doctor or an acupuncturist, you're doing it voluntarily. You don't walk in and greeted with a team of law enforcement officers with bulletproof vests and raid gear who say, welcome, sit down and take our medicine or we'll throw you in jail or shoot you. And you want to get homeopathic remedies. They don't threaten you. They help you. They help you get a system of medicine that will help you heal. Natural medicine is supportive. Natural medicine helps the body heal, and it is desired by the people who experience it. Those people want that medicine. They want better nutrition. They want medicinal herbs that can help them heal and help them prevent disease. They want therapies, healing therapies like therapeutic touch or energy medicine or massage therapy or chiropractic care or all of these other things. They want this, and not one of those other practitioners has to pull out a gun and force that patient to sit down and get treatment or else. Not one. There is only one system of medicine in the world that has to use firearms to motivate patients. You got it. That's big pharma, drugs-based medicine.